his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Marazi Sheyichyu, and the schus Moshe Ben Peshadina Rami Sor Moshe Mordechai, Rachel Basrub Shimon Aaron, Yechazka Shalom Rami Shimon Aaron, Yechazil Rami Shimon Aaron, Rivka Bela Basrub Shimon Aaron, Lebracha Batzachah B'chol Masei Deyem, and the schus Tzvi Ben Yittel, Rami Moshe Ben Malka, Bracha Batzachah B'chol Masei Deyem, Ruth Victoria Bas Tila Rovida. Continuing our series of Shiurim and Mishnayis in Kalim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, it says Abbas HaTumas. What are the Abbas HaTumas? Hasheretz, one of the Shemonim Minei Shiratzim, Rishichvas Zera of a male, Utmei Meis, the person who became Tamei Meis is an Abatuma, Vehamitzayra Bimei Sfaro, and it's Mitzora that was healed from his Tsaras, and he started his Seder Tara, and now he's in his days of counting, 7 days, Umei Chatos, She'em Bem Kedei Hazaya, water that was mixed in with the Efer Paraduma that doesn't have a Shira Hazaya. So these five, Metames Adam, Tam Adam, V'Kelim B'Maga, V'Maga. So they contaminate a person in Kelim when they touch. U'Klicheres B'Avir, and Klicheres when they're in the Avir HaKli. Whether they're touched or not. And they're not mitame b'masa. The Malamehan Mishnah Bay says, Chamurim yoter me'elu shenu b'mishnah kodemet, more chamur are mechatas sheyesh b'm kedei hazaya, a nevela, or mechatas sheyesh b'm kedei hazaya, a nevela, a corpse, a dead animal, and mechatas sheyesh b'm kedei hazaya, water that was mixed in with the Eifer Paraduma that has enough to sprinkle on a Tmei Meis. Shehei Metamis Adam Mimasa Letami Begadim Mimaga. Their Chomer is that they're Metame a person, not only with Maga, if he touches them, but also Bimasa, when he carries them, even if he's not touching them. And they're also Metame the Begadim Bimaga. In other words, those Begadim that he's wearing or touching when he carries these tumas are also going to become tame. V'chasuchei begadim, however, menuim heima begadim v'akelim melehitame me'adam v'shashu nitma rak b'maga. In other words, the begadim and the kelim are not tame from the person when he's only becomes tame b'maga b'nevela b'mechatas, and he's not nosei them, he's not carrying them. Stomeret, that this din of tuma b'chiburim for a nevela and mechatos was only said when a person is carrying or moving the nevela or the mechatos, but now when he's just touching. And therefore, hanogea b'avot eila hu atzmo nitma aval begadim v'akelim shehu lavush onogea b'hem einam nitmaim klal. So if he's only touching them, he becomes tamei, but the begadim and the kelim don't. It was only when he's carrying them, then his begadim and kelim that he's touching become tamei. But if he's touching them, then the begadim and kelim that he's wearing or touching don't become tamei, because he becomes a rishon l'tuma, and rishon's not mitamei begadim v'kelim. And this is learned from the Psukim. It says the Gabe Tumas Magin Avela, Kolon Ogev and Avlasim Yitma Adarev, Mechatas Van Ogev and Menide Yitma Adarev. So, only the person becomes Tame. But there's no mention of the Begadim. Benigud La Psukim, Hamedabrim, Atumat Masa. In contrast to the psukim that talk about tumas masa, ketuv kol negev nevlatam itma adav kol nosei minevatam yichabes bigadav etamei adarev. So we see that by nesias nevela, there's kibus bigadim. Chazal interpreted the pasuk "Umazem eni daicha beis pekadav" as referring to somebody who is nose the mechatas. So that's the Mishnah. That's Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So one of the numerous amazing Sfarim and Seder Tyrus is the Yad Avram, which is written by Rabbi Tanzer, who is his father was famous, one of the most famous Rabbanim in South Africa, and he's also a very, very Chashuv Talmud Chacham and Magid Shir. So he has a whole series of Svarim on Seder Tyrus. It's amazing what a person can learn in South Africa. In any event, so he says, L'malam Eham Tzorich Yun. It says L'malam Eham. In other words, Mishnah Beis begins L'malam Eham, higher than what we learned in Mishnah Aleph. So why does the Tana learn this Lashon of L'malam Eham? Why do we have to do this? Just tell us the different halachas. What does it have to say L'malam Eham? So this possibly means is that the mass is not only Bechinas Tuma Shoina Umishuna Mimaga. In other words, in the previous Mishnah we learned about Tumas Maga, and that's why I read Mishnah Aleph. You know, when I think of Maga, unfortunately I've been influenced by the modern political rhetoric, so I think of the red Maga hat and the person who a few months ago lost the election as prime minister. So that's one type of Maga. Some people, I guess, would call it Tumas Maga. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis talks about Tumas Masa. In addition to being Metame Ben Maga, it's also Metame Ben Masa. The Malame Mechata Shishbim Kedei Hazoya Shehei Metame Mesodim Ben Masa Letame Begodim Ben Maga. Not only b'maga, but even b'masa, and if they're nitma b'masa, then even though the begadim are nitma b'masa, why did it say l'shem l'malam mehem? So it's mashma that masa is not just a different type of tuma than maga, but rather it's an added type of tuma. In other words, it's tumas maga in toisefes. And that would be the correct definition of all the gidrei tumas. Kloimar she yisoida tuma hu maga. So in other words, the foundational tuma is maga, and sometimes the Torah is machmir on that maga, and is moisif on the maga other types of tumas, as we see in our perek, one on top of the next. Loshen agro kol lemala hu tuma koileles chamura mishelefonav. So that sounds a little like our vort, that every lemala includes the tuma that's beneath it. Loshen agambam. The Perush HaMishnayis Inyan Lamala Yoyser Elyon B'Madrega Me'Akoidemes B'Tuma L'Vi She'en Yitmu Tumas HaKoidmen V'Yasifu Ze'a Tosefes. It's Kemat Mefurish, like we were saying, that the Lamala is that it's adding on, it's a Koma Me'al, it's one flight above, but it's built on the previous level. So Tumas Masa is built on Tumas Maga. Beautiful. So that's the Yisod Gadol. Next, Letame begodim bimaga. So it's metame when it's iznitma bimasa, it's metame begodov bimaga. Ktsas tzorich iyun. So this is only the question is bechiburin. But sheloy bechiburin lo. So the question is, why doesn't it say tumas masa greda? In other words, first it should have told us tumas maga, then tumas masa, and then chiburin, and then we have tumas bechiburin. But here it incorporates it into tumas masa. It says l'malam yam nevei l'mechata sheish bim kadeh hazaya she metam esodim b'masa l'tam yibugodim b'maga. So it incorporates Tumas Chiburim into Tumas Masa. Why isn't this an additional Maila? So the Mashmaus of the Mishnah would then be that the Tumma of the Begadim Bechiburim, of the Kelim Bechiburim, when it's connected to the person who's doing the Masa, and now he's touching these Kelim, these Begadim, that's part and parcel of the Tumas Masa. Shekachu iker din masa nevelu mea zoya sheyesh bem kedei azoya. So that's part of the iker din masa, is this din of tumah b'chiburin. So there's a famous chakira behodim etamei begodim v'keilim b'chiburin imu mishum tumah sanevelu mea zoya ve'ein adam elat sinor. Oy Dilma, who prat betuma sa odom, shebizman shumachuber mis nisvasev bo tuma, oy tuma soy boy. How do you view it? Do you view it as something separate from the person? The man is only a pipeline? In other words, these begodim and kalim that become tame are tame because of the nevela and the mei chatos. Not because of the person. The person is the pipeline to pass on the tumah. But the tumah is because of the neveil nimei azoya. Or maybe no. It's a prat betumah sa'adam. That if it's mechubar to adam, prat betumah sa'adam, one of the details of tumah sa'adam is not only the see tumah, but the begadim anam are also tumah. Lamir Zain, the Lashon of Rabbi Ovadia Mibar Tenura, Avala Acher Shapira Ishmenatuma, Enoi Mitame Kalim Benegia, the Fisha Noisea Satuma, La Acher Shapira Ishmimenu, Eno Ela Risho in Lituma, Vain Kalim Akablam Tuma Elame Ava Tuma. But after he's purged from the Tuma, when he separates from the Tuma, he's not Mitame Kalim Benegia, the Fish, because someone who carries Tuma after he separates it. In other words, somebody who's Tameh, after his parishment, a Tumah is a Rishon L'Tumah. And Kalim are only Makabal Tumah from an Ava Tumah. Mashma, Sha'noisei Gufei lo nasa Rishon L'Tumah, rak l'achar Shepiresh. So the Mashmos of Rabbi Avadia is that when does he become a Rishon L'Tumah? After he separates L'Tumah. L'fi Sha'noisei is Tumah, l'achar Shepiresh is a Rishon. But if he's still Mechubal to the Tumah, so what is he? He's an Av. This person, when he's still mechubar to the tumah, is an Av. So it sounds like this is part of his tumah. That he's not just merely a tsinol. He's not just a pipe. But he is really part of the Ava tumah. When he's touching the Avatumah. If you look in the Lashon of the Boaz, right, there's the Tiferes Yisrael, there's the Yochinu Boaz. So in the Boaz, in Ois Aleph, he says, V'im toimer eichev shalom reshe b'shal shem achur b'l'tumah ye av, u'kashi yifur shemenu ye rishon. Has a shaykh to say that when he's connected to the tumah, he's an av. And when he separates, he's a rishon. V'chi tumah sa'av shahaya boi mitchila heichan holcha k'shapir eshmen atumah. Where did the original Tumas Av that was with him go away when he was Poresh? Where did it disappear to? V'yeshloimar, this is a similar kashya in the Gemara Pesachim 33b. V'yeshloimar dahach Tumas Av shahayabo b'shosh mechubar l'tumah lav Tumas Atzmai. When he's connected, it's not his own Tumah. It's Tumas HaNeveva. So he's like mechubar to the Neveva. Ukilu an anogea banose noga b'neveva atzma. So it's as if the nogea, somebody who touches the nose, was touching the neveva itself. So if that's true, that he is a din of an avatumah. when he's touching it, that when he's mechuber, nisvasef boy tuma, he has this added tuma when he's mechuber, then why is he matame adam in klei cheres? Ba'oidon mechuber. Since he's an abatuma. And even if you hold he's a tsino, even if you hold he's a pipeline, so why doesn't he transfer? Why does he only transfer it to the begadim that he's wearing? Or kalim that he's touching, but not other people? So maybe we can darshan time of the claw. We can mechalik between beged, which is tuffel to a person, and therefore the person can transmit the tuma to the beged. Mashenkein another person, and klicheris isn't like that. It's not chelik migufo. That's very good about other people, but it also says that adam mitame. Latame begadim or other kalim b'maga. He's also matame other kalim. So if he has this enhanced tuma, it's like he's an abba tuma kolo that he's mechuber. To this nevela and to the mechatos. So why is he transmitting tuma to kalim that he's touching when he's carrying the nevela? We should say that he's if he has this enhanced tuma, so then if you want to say his begadim there are tuffel to him, I get it, but he's also matame kalim. Now you can't say it's tuffel to him. And Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he asks, "Midivrei Rashi benida benundalat soifam et beis, shemashma shedam nida mitamei b'masa, u'mitamei gam kelim shetachtov." So the mashmos is that dam nida is mitamei even masa, and even kelim that are under it, and that's soisil divrei atzmoi that he explains in Maseches Shabbos. That a person becomes Tamei B'masa and not Kalim. And Nida, he says, that even Kalim can become Tamei B'masa. And in Shabbos, he says, no, only in Adam, because it says V'hanoisei. It's the Achronim are Marich in this, but Pashtus, Lush, and Rashi, it's Mashma. They want to be Mesiv as Kavana otherwise, but it's Mashma like Rabbi Kevager was learning. Say Armi Yashiv that. V'ayin benida perik yud mishna dalud lashon Rabbi Ovadia mashma k'tzas shekelim nami matamu b'masa, and the Mishnah Achrona already made this point. So the Yad Avram is miyashev. That there's a chilik possibly between Shabbos. Shabbos talking about a maisa noise, and that's only an adam. V'zelo shaych rak ba'adam v'chaygav nish noise ein tuma rak le noise shu adam v'lo le kelim klal. Aval benida ma'ir b'delak a maisa shel noise. When there's a maisa of a noise, then it's only the one who's doing the maisa gets the tuma. But when there's no mice of a nose, just the dam is munach aleihem, so there will be tuma. So I don't know what the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about. I don't know which daf in Shabbos it is. Oh, it's Shabbos daf Pegimel Amud Beis, where Rashi says that a zav will render a person who carries him tame, but he doesn't render objects that carry him tame, since only human beings are subject to carrying tumah. Because the pasuk that teaches a zav's ability to generate carrying tumah speaks of one who carries a zav as couch or seat, thus limiting the tumah to human beings. So you see from this Rashi at the top of 83b that's only Adam. So the Yad Avram wants to say, because when a person is doing a maisa of carrying, then only the one doing the maisa of carrying is going to become tame, and not the objects, not the kelim. When there's no maisa of carrying, that's what maybe Rashi's talking about in Nida. When there's no maisa in carrying, so then they will be metame kelim, b'maisa. Okay, but this is a discussion in Achronim, and יש עוד הרבה מה לדבר במשנה הזאת. So maybe in future shiurim we'll return to this Mishnah, we'll go weiter mit Hashem. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.